Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
He picked up the trash in his spare time to dump in his neighbor's yard. It had been collecting in the back of his home for quite some time, and it was coming to a head.
Yeah, part of the reason why I've been doing this so long is I was ordering the newspaper, a hard copy. People usually don't do those anymore, but they started disappearing one by one. And I decided, hey, why not make a little trash disappear over his fence?
Did you ever think about maybe just taking it to the dumpster or like the trash yard?
I did take it to the dumpster at first, but then that didn't really prove my point. And so I started consuming more items and creating more trash to bring to his yard.
It felt like I had one side of a story. So I decided to go talk to the neighbor to see what his side of it was.
We clean our backyard all the time, but there's no way. It's a never ending pile of trash. I don't understand what is exactly going on, but my wife is so mad at me. She says I never clean up, but I'm cleaning up constantly.
Oh, what are you doing downstairs?
I'm cleaning up. There's more trash.
No, you're not.
I am. I was out just this morning. I cleaned all day long.
So what did he say? Did he say that...
He said that he was always cleaning the trash that you were leaving in his yard that actually belonged to you.
He would say that.
A lot of this stuff has our neighbor's name on it. Why is it in our yard?
Yeah, I went through all of my tax documents and put those in the backyard. There shouldn't be any reason why he should see my name, but if he sees it, then maybe it's the other Terrence Downing.
It felt like there was no compromise. So I figured maybe it was a better idea to get them together, maybe with a mediator.
Why don't the two of you tell me what exactly is the issue you're having with each other?
Well, I found trash in my yard with his name on it.
What did you do wrong?
Just cleaning.
Why did he put the trash in there? You must have done something wrong because no one would do something so vile.
I don't know. We have game nights, but he's not invited, but it's only a certain circle of people.
Why didn't you invite him to your game night?
Yeah, why didn't you invite me?
I got this. Why didn't you invite him to your game night?
Well, my wife is very particular, and all the people that are at the game night are in her church group.
Okay, so the car is still running. Why is he here?
This is a mediation about the trash. We've got to the bottom of the trash.
But I don't like you hanging out with him. Why are you doing it?
Well, honey, listen. We're just trying to... he brought in a mediator, and we're trying to work out this whole trash thing.
It felt like maybe he was trying to throw away more than just his trash. It was more than just his extra newspapers. It was letters from family, bills... some photos.
This is our marriage license.
What?
I'm gonna throw this right in his yard.
Hey, I just found a marriage license. What's happening?
So why don't we get down to what this is really all about?
I would love to figure out, Terrence, what have I done to you to make this happen?
I didn't... Look.
He didn't really have any answer for the situation. He just didn't know why he was throwing trash in his neighbor's backyard. Then, rifling through the trash, I found a photo. It was the both of them, younger, full of life.
We're never gonna grow up. We're gonna be best friends forever.
Terry, we're definitely gonna be best friends forever. There's no doubt about it. I know that in my heart, we are gonna be the bestest of friends forever.
All right, the big wheel is parked to the... What's he doing here?
We're friends. What's wrong?
Why are you friends with him?
This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy, and our special guest contributor for this episode is Philip Wilburn. This week's theme, friendship. Sometimes a friend can become a frenemy. Sometimes a frenemy can become a full-blown enemy. But somewhere in between, in the gray, there's a friendship. Stay with us. Act 1. she had convinced her kids that any mushroom found on the ground would kill them if they touched it. But did she talk about the mushrooms that she ate, that she grew in the backyard? All her kids wanted to know. One day, one of her kids actually grabbed one of the mushrooms, put it in his mouth.
Now, Larry, put that down.
Gulp it down?
No, don't put that down.
Okay.
Now, what if I told you about all of the mushrooms?
Well, you said that all of them could hurt me, but...
All of them can hurt you.
Okay, but
especially
these are new.
Especially these. No.
These
no,
are
no,
new.
No, this no, 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 no. Let me tell you a little something I learned from my mother, okay? It is that all mushrooms are poison, especially the ones that Mommy keeps in her bowl.
The one I just had is pretty good, though.
Did you eat one of my mushrooms?
I didn't.
Let me get poison control on the line.
Hello, Poison Control?
Yes, how can I help you, ma'am?
My son just ate a mushroom.
Well, what kind of mushroom? Was it a poisonous mushroom or was it just a regular mushroom?
He doesn't know that there are not poisonous mushrooms. I'm trying to be a good parent and tell my kids that all mushrooms are poisonous. Could you just please send an ambulance over here, pump his stomach, and then he'll learn a lesson?
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but in order for me to properly dispatch the ambulance, I'm going to need to know exactly what kind of mushroom it is.
The ambulance showed up. They started pumping the kid's tummy, but he just started giggling.
But no, take this seriously. You're supposed to be learning a lesson.
It just tickles my throat.
Well, we're trying to clear your stomach of any poisonous mushroom. Could you please just put your hands above your head?
Okay.
Okay, and this is just, we don't typically don't do stomach pumps on the field like this, but apparently this is an emergency situation.
Okay.
Take it seriously.
It's just so hard when it tickles the inside of my tum-tum.
What kind of mushrooms were these, ma'am?
Okay. These were my mushrooms that I was going to have for dinner tonight, but I've told my children that they are all poisonous. So what I want to do is save the mushrooms.
These are just edible mushrooms and not any other kind of mushrooms? Is that what you're trying to tell me, ma'am?
No. All mushrooms are poison.
But these are sort of edibles, if you know what I mean.
Special Victims Unit decided to show up. It's ones that specifically catered towards kids who are delving into their parents' drugs.
All right, what's the problem here?
Well, I've told my son that the mushrooms are poisonous and...
That's the first thing you don't tell your kids, is that whatever it is that you don't want them to have is poisonous because they're clearly going to have it.
I know that. It definitely has backfired on me, but I was trying to be a good mother, and I also love mushrooms.
I tell my kids, to give you an example, at my house, I say, that's bad baby powder. Don't touch that baby powder. Don't put that baby powder near your nose. That's the bad kind. And guess what they do?
They do the baby powder?
They touch my baby powder.
Woo! This is some great baby powder.
Rub it on your teeth and it...
I've seen him do that.
What the hell is going on?
Nothing. It's not mine. He brought it. He brought the baby powder.
Yeah, I just saw some of my baby powder.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. This is
some primo baby powder.
Let me try this baby powder. So how much you want for this baby powder?
I will trade you 2 Pokemon
and a kilo of Lego.
This baby powder is really good baby powder. Don't get me wrong about this. But what if I say that I have maybe better baby powder?
What? I mean, what?
Better baby powder, and I want you to take my baby powder to maybe another part of the playground.
Well, who's going to transport it?
You are going to transport it for me.
I don't know if I'm up to baby powder muling.
I think maybe you don't have choice.
Psst.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you'd like to get fresh, I'm saying?
I've had some chafing. I've had some chafing.
You like to freshen up?
Yeah.
Why don't you take a look at what's in that wagon there?
Hmm? Is that old baby powder?
Here is the driven snow, baby.
Hey, I gotta get in on some of that.
Let me see here. This baby powder has been cut.
The purity might be a little compromised, but not...
The purity is very much compromised. This is not the baby powder that you were given when you come to me first.
I cut it with...
With what?
With my dad's cocaine, but it's still 90% pure baby powder. Just use 10% cocaine in it.
I want to talk to your friend, your partner you come with. Partner, come here. I want to show you what's going to happen to you. When I find out for sure that this baby powder is not the pure baby powder sent from the world first time.
What's going on?
Why am I here? What's happening?
Turn around for me, sir.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Look at this diaper. Don't look away. Look at this diaper.
Okay.
Please don't spank him. Ah! Listen. Okay, no more cocaine. No more cocaine. Only pure baby powder from now on. I'm so sorry.
If you cut my baby powder with cocaine one more time, I'm going to take your bottom and I'm going to turn it bright red.
He'll do it too. He'll do it too. I promise. He'll do it.
I know. I saw it.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us. Act 2, interview. And now let's get to know our special guest contributor for this week, Philip Wilburn. So Philip, tell us a little about yourself.
My name's Philip Wilburn. I'm from Texas.
Yes.
Originally, I'm a comedian, and I do a lot of impressions and do a lot of sketch comedy, and yeah.
I've watched a lot of your videos in the past, and you have hands down some of the best impressions I've seen.
Can we hear one of them?
Yeah, let's hear some.
You know, I'm doing a lot of President Trump a little bit.
Pretty good.
We got a lot of them.
It's very good.
And then in the old days, I used to do a lot of Alan Thicke, but there's not a lot of call for that anymore.
It's a pretty good Alan Thicke.
How do you get into impressions?
You know, when I was a little kid, I started doing impressions right away. The first two, sadly, weird impressions I did were so cliche. One was my dad. I would just do whatever I was watching on TV. And the two that I remember, my dad always watched Westerns, so we did a lot of John Wayne. And then also Uncle Arthur from Bewitched. And what a dynamic duo those would be. You know, it's just so weird.
You know, we actually have some of that in the archives.
All right, kids, it's after 5 o'clock. I want everybody to sit down in front of the TV, and I don't want anybody to talk because I'm going to watch my Westerns.
But, Dad, can we talk about, like, what I did at school today?
I don't want to hear any words out of either one of you.
God damn it.
All right.
You love Philip way more than me.
But that's true, but now is not the time to unpack that.
Well, Dad, why don't we watch a little of your favorite show, maybe True Grit, or maybe so The good. Sons of Katie Elder.
It's so good. It's so good.
Can we watch Adam 12? Can we watch...
I thought I seem to recall asking you not to speak. I don't.
Well,
want,
why am I even here?
Adam, my brother Adam, you're just a total loser.
That's good.
You're just sitting over there doing nothing. Why don't you just keep sucking
him.
On
give it to
pint
him
tit while
give,
the oldest
give it to him
takes the spotlight here?
Give it to him good. Oh, I love you,
Daddy.
So much.
I love you too.
I love you.
He just gets away with everything, Dad.
Shut up. My show's coming on.
I love this character, Dad. It's so funny. It's such a funny character. Oh, Samantha, I love it. I love it so much.
Hey, honey. I went through my purse just now, and I'm missing $30.
You're missing $30. She's such a penny pincher, Dad.
Dad, I saw Philip go through.
I know it was you who took your mother's money.
It wasn't me. It was Philip.
Daddy, look at my new ball glove.
I love it.
And it only cost me $30
at
gift.
Great.
Says.
It's great.
Dad, put two and two together. He stole it from Mom's purse, man.
Why don't you just shut up, you...
Philip, be a dear and ask your brother to walk up there and turn down the TV.
Hey, Adam, why don't you go turn down the TV
with
the knob? Because we don't have a remote control.
When did you discover that you wanted to do this in front of other people? Like, did you start out at stand-up, or was it just...
I did a lot of improv in Dallas, and I worked with a guy named Randy Bennett, one of the founders of the Groundlings. He taught kind of the Groundlings program in Texas.
Is that and the Pocket Sandwich Theater?
It was not Pocket Sandwich Theater. It was called Upstage Smart Comedy Smart Cocktails, which is a horrible name, but it was part of Lone Star Comedy.
And then when did you decide you wanted to make it a thing?
You know what? I've always wanted to do it. When I was a little kid, I broke our television and the frame came off, and that was my favorite toy. And I always wanted to be on TV and do that kind of stuff. So since I was a little kid, I did it. But when I started doing improv, it was weird because that kind of, and sketch comedy really kind of made it where I was like, oh, this is really what I want to do. And I kind of was floundering a lot until my teacher found out that I did impressions. And the moment he found out I did impressions, he was like, oh, this is right. This is a gold mine. I can do something with this. And so, yeah, that was kind of my
forte in, and it was a weird transition because then things started blossoming from that. You know, you'd meet a bunch of improv people and you would get to do some weird things. A lot of one of my first professional VO gigs was from improv, because a lot of the improv guys in Dallas were directors and cast members on Dragon Ball Z. And so I got a part on Dragon Ball Z because I was in this group of people, and I got one of the most hated characters of all of Dragon Ball Z, this character called Android 19. It was a fat android who would try to kill people. But he had this really weird, squeaky, high-pitched voice. And it was one of the most hated characters of all of Dragon Ball Z.
What was the character's name?
His name is
Android 19, and he talks like this, and he says, "I will steal all your energy."
Hey, guess what? We have some of that in the archives, too.
All right, Dragon Ball Z, the character is Android.
Sorry, I had to handle this.
Am I auditioning first?
You go ahead. Salute your name, please.
Give me the breakdown first of the character.
He's a fat character, and he's not very well liked. So you're going to have to try to overcome.
Fat and not very well liked.
All right,
I got it. Here we go. You're going to book me right away.
All right.
This guy's in. I don't even know why he's here. Here we go.
Because it was an open call.
All right. Well, whatever. Here we go.
Thank you.
Ah, yeah. Give me all your energy, you freaking kid. Blech.
I think it's pretty good. That matches your breakdown.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Okay, so let's move on. That was really great. I really felt like he was...
So then I'll come back and record. I got the job.
No,
thank you.
Do not have the job.
I don't?
No. I just said that was okay.
Do you want to slay? Fine. Do you want to slay?
Yes, please. You.
Yeah, I'm Philip Wilburn with the Campbell Agency in Dallas.
Okay.
And I just want to say I'm excited about this opportunity.
Good.
I do a lot of voices, so if you need other androids, oh, hello. Oh, thank the maker.
That's pretty good.
Warning, Will Robinson, those kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
So, okay, so I was thinking he's fat, so I want to play against type, you know? And so instead of playing him like that guy.
I was thinking very high like this, and I could creeping out by people like doing this.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Vegeta. I will steal all your energy.
Oh, my
You're God. Not hiring that guy for sure. I don't even know why I'm in
We are going to build a wall.
Oh.
This is going to be huge. Mm. Bigly energy. I'm going to steal all your energy so bigly. It's going to be huge.
Oh
huge
my
energy.
God. He's not...
I don't know. I just think that could be a character that people might hate.
I'm really sorry. I gotta sit down.
When you did characters, do you find it very difficult to be friends with people who were not comedians? Or when you went on dates, did you find it a bit challenging?
I do think that a funny voice can open up a world of dating, but after a while they get tired of it. So that's definitely
there are definitely some girls that maybe like the voice. Some worked and then some it didn't work.
Right, right.
Hey, let's check the archives.
Oh, come on.
I just saw her 3 days ago and now she's gone.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
A car drove by and she looked at the car and then she fell into a manhole.
Oh my God, those manholes are so bad.
Just be serious. Hold me. Tell me everything's going to be
okay. Everything will be okay. Because I have a very particular set of skills.
This is not the... leave these in. It's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Whoa, hey, cover discover.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Everything we can to save people with manhole covers. It's very true. It's very true. It's something we're working on.
Say tremendous.
Tremendous manhole covers.
Say I alone can fix it.
I alone can fix the manhole problem.
It's good. Now do... Oh, hold on. Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but when your friend fell into the manhole, your other friend, Alice, was already in the manhole.
And they landed on each other,
They
both died on contact. Oh, no.
Oh, no, both of your friends died?
Yes, at the same time.
Well,
You know who can fix that? Tom Cruise! Tom Cruise can fix that!
Tom, famous Tom! Show me the money!
Show me the money! Show me the money!
Everything's gonna be fine. Let's have sex with each other.
You complete me.
And so does your friend Alice.
They completed each other. They completed each other. They became each other because they hit each other with their bodies.
Did you ever have any odd jobs before you landed doing voice work and acting and most of?
Yeah, I one of my weird side gigs is I can operate a Doppler radar. I've been a weather producer for many TV stations, and I do that on the side. I do that occasionally. I'm a weather producer.
Do they have a hard time taking you seriously when there's like serious weather conditions coming because they think maybe you're joking about it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there have been moments when I've been too jokey in a serious situation, you know.
You know, we actually have some of that in the archives.
All right, tell me about what's going on here, Philip. I mean, my car just flipped over. The wind just flipped my car over.
We need those maps on the wall.
It's just like Twister. You know the movie Twister where they had the cows and stuff like that?
God damn it! Would you be fucking real, please?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it looks like there's a tornado warning for Dallas County.
I just can't.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
Wait, is that?
No, no, no.
Look at his face.
No, there is a tornado warning for Dallas County.
Philip, God damn it, be serious, please.
Yes, this is not the time for that.
Not the time.
There's a tornado warning in Dallas County. Hoo-ah!
Okay.
And look, I'm just trying to make sure you know the severity of the situation.
Listen up.
Come on! No, seriously! It says there's hail the size of golf balls!
We want to thank our special guest contributor, Philip Woolburn.
Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us. Act 3. It would have been a better night if the guys next to the other guys weren't in the splash zone. But they were causing problems, and their neighbors had to deal with the aftermath.
If he splashes me one more time, I'm gonna knock him in the head.
We're trying to relax over here.
I get it, dude. I want to relax all day. This is me relaxing, man. You shouldn't have bought your house right next to my house because you know that I have a kiddie pool and I like five people in it.
The kiddie pool is very easily moved. Does it have to be right here in the where we are sitting zone?
We're trying to look at our meditation garden. And you are interrupting that.
Just the noise itself.
It's a community garden. It's a community backyard. You knew that when you bought the house. It said it in the thing when you bought it on the piece of paper. Everybody knows that. I saw it.
The charter says nothing about your volume level, sir.
That's how I normally speak.
And right here we have a lovely two-bedroom. If you look around, you see the nice veranda right here.
That's really nice.
That's right. Now, I do want to draw your attention to page 7 on the paper. The paper that I get, the paper thing.
Yep.
Is a community yard area. That's not going to be a problem.
As long as there's nothing with volume levels control, we'll be totally fine.
Community sounds good. I think community sounds really nice.
Yeah, community is really good.
So that means that we share it with the neighbor.
Yes,
or
with the neighbor.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Now, what you mentioned just a second ago about
volume level.
Look at page 9 on the paper thing that I put the paper description paper. Yeah. The neighbor's pretty loud.
Can we put a subset?
Yes. You want to amend it?
I'd like to amend it with cash.
Amend the paper.
I would give cash to amend it.
To me or to the loud neighbor?
Well, obviously to you.
How would you like to amend it? What would you like to?
I would just like it to be down to a 4.5.
4.5 what? Loud? On the loud meter?
On the loud meter.
On the loud meter?
Can I just
Can you give me a second with my husband, please?
Yes, sure. Go ahead. Do you want to step outside where?
Yes, and stay far away because he sounds so similar to me. I want to make sure he's talking to me.
Thank you very much. Yes, goodbye.
See you next. Amanda, what's the problem? I've got her down to a 4.5 on the loudness meter.
But you give her the money and she puts it on the paper. I'm sure she wants your money, but how is she going to convey that message to the neighbor who's loud?
If I'm giving her the money and it's on the paper, she has to abide by the contract or else legally binding, bing, bang, bong, zip, zap, zap, we got ourselves a suit.
I love you. You're such a sweetheart, but you believe in people too much, honey.
I believe in people. I watch the People's Court all the time, and I see how legal issues work. And trust me, by amending this with cash and a contract, it will never, ever be able to be disputed.
I'm sorry. Are we ready?
Yes.
Do we have the money for the paper and the amending with the paper and the big bang bong?
Absolutely.
And totally the money that
here.
I'm totally going to use to tell the neighbor.
As long as now, can we amend it real quick?
Yeah, sure. Here, let me just amend it. Amended.
Amanda, we got it.
Here we are in the courtroom today where a problem with the loudness meter has been brought up. We bring in our first litigant who says that he signed a paper that said that he was going to have a 4.5 on the loudness meter. Please welcome James Hobson.
I thought we were going to have a deal.
Order. Order.
And with us on the other side is the neighbor who's too loud and loves his kiddie pool, Jameson.
Woo! Order, sir. This isn't your yard. Are all parties present?
Yes, sir. We are both present and accounted for.
Now, will the council please provide any paper thingies with the papers?
When I bought this, I was...
Could bailiff bring me that paper thing with the papers and the words?
I put an amendment in the contract for a 4.5 on the loudness meter, and there was a cash prize given to the real estate agent making the deal on the community property.
Order! Now it says here, if I'm not mistaken, bing, bang, bong, boobity, boop, boop, scabbity, bop, wangity, wangity, bangity, bangity. On the paper.
I know you.
Well,
I know you from not just TV. You're that scat judge.
I am the scat, scat, scabbity, whack judge, but this is not the time for that.
Well, you're doing it here.
Give me that, Bob. Order, order, order. Now, if I look closely at the paper thing with the paper. The funds were received by the real estate agent. However, the funds were never delivered to the payment with the guy with the skip. No, but no, the funds were not received by the opposing parties. You got no case. Get the higgity hell out of my courtroom because the money never changed hands on the paper.
Well, there you have it. The ruling was for Jameson. Jameson, how do you feel about the ruling?
Yeah, I love that, Judge. He's so freaking cool, man.
And I love you.
This has been the Scat Court.
Adjoined.
Epilogue.
All right, next case on the docket here, my dear. He did the scabbity-dap. Appears that these two people robbed a Best Buy. Well, this is highly irregular, but I would be willing to allow you both to go free if you could show me some good scatting.
Just the two of us, or you want the tap dancing zebra in the corner to scat too? I had mushrooms for breakfast. Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, skippity pop, skippity bip. Dip, 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 dip.
That's some of the worst scatting I've ever heard in my life. He's going to jail for the rest of his life.
And there you have it. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Keep watching The Scat Judge.
Yeah. Hey, Doug Llewellyn. I'm sorry. There's no good way to say this, but you're being replaced by the ghost of Alan Thicke. Come on in here, Alan.
And there you have it. Dibby dibby dop. Show me that smile again.
I can't be the only one who's seeing this.
Don't waste another minute on you crying.
It's weird over here.
The best is when it's to begin.
For producer Andy and our special guest contributor, Philip Wilburn, I am Ari, and this has been
This is Americans Live. Tune in next time.
This is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This is Americans Live on Instagram @ThisIsAmericansLive and on Twitter @AmericansLive.